This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and boy, oh boy, folks, do we have a show for you today, and it's a show of the hypocriticalness of the folks in this country, folks. I mean, there is a lot of hypocritical folks online today, let me tell you, but in order to justify their vote, they have to back up the move. Now, let's go back. Love him or hate him. Most hated him, but he was turning out to be a good guy with the help of MLK Jr. back in the 60s before he was assassinated by the CIA. Do remember, friends, Malcolm X was right when he said this. Love him or hate him. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Let me say that again. If you're not careful, America, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed, and they'll have you loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Now, what am I bringing this to, friends? I'm bringing this to, friends, the fact that we have a lot of gullible people in this country. And yeah, I'm going to tell you, whether you like it or not, what the truth is, friends. We have headlines in the United States of America. We support the president's action, Syrian poison gas attacks. And I responded with, right on cue. Brand new president, another war, working for special interest groups like the military industrial complex that we were warned of back in the 60s by none other than President Eisenhower. Right on cue, another war. I mean, folks, what Trumpites will do to justify what he's doing right now? I mean, first of all, why don't we first consider Donald Trump keeping his promise by first dealing with corruption here in America like the Obamas and the Clintons and the Bushes? But why isn't he doing that, friends? Well, let me take you back. I want you to hear this carefully. Listen carefully, friends, as to the promise Donald Trump gave to the American people before he became the president of the United States. Listen carefully.
I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it. Because you know what? People have been Their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done. And it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because he'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Okay, so everything that the American people wanted to hear, they heard it. I mean, this guy with the right jersey on is saying exactly what we want to hear when we want to hear it, right on cue. See, but now what we're seeing, friends, is the fact that you now have a president that's willing to do the biddings of the military-industrial complex to make billions of dollars to topple another government. Okay? I just want you to think about this. Good, bad, or ugly, that's totally irrelevant as to what my point is. But what Trumpites will do to justify themselves and him, instead of him keeping his promise by first dealing with corruption here in America, namely, again, the Obama, Clintons, and the Bushes, they're justifying him attacking another country for the very things that politicians in this country are guilty of. I mean, America, is there a point where you become ashamed of being caught up into the same cycle? I mean, folks, we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it was just posted a couple of moments ago. President change, policy doesn't. What the media and Trump administration are not telling you about the chemical attack in Syria. See, you have another presidential change, another administrational change, but the policy doesn't change, friends. So you have to ask yourself the question, then who is in charge? Because we have a new president, but we don't see any change. And folks, going back to the change that America is first and foremost looking for concerning the promises that Donald Trump gave, I want you to hear the voice of Donald Trump after he became the president of the United States of America. The audio that I just played you was a short while before he became the president. Listen carefully as to how the game is played. Listen.
A call from Secretary Clinton.
This is his victory speech.
She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory, and I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service.
Can you believe what he said? But friends, I want to assure you that yes, he said it. Instead of Donald Trump keeping his promise to throw Hillary Clinton in prison, or I'm sorry, to actually bring forth a special prosecutor, of course to indict her, the end would be prison. Now they are in agreement. Folks, the media is now giving voice to Hillary Clinton again to legitimize her. You know what's coming out now, friends? This just came out yesterday. Now Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are in agreement as to what they should do with Assad. How long will you play the dupes of ill-designing men, friends? I sincerely have to ask the question, how long and how many times do you need to be laughed at, America, before you finally figure out that they're not the stupid ones, it's the people that continuously worship the likes of these corrupt politicians before you finally figure out that you're the end of the joke? The joke's not on them, America. The joke is always on you. We're going to come right back to this in just a couple moments. Bradley Dean here with you, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost, and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another once again. You can also check us out, friends, if you would like to, over on our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, folks, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we've got a couple issues I'd like to hit today, but I want to keep going off on this, friends, because I want people to understand what's going on here. Again, going back, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It really is, because what's going on in this country is hypocritical to the high heavens, friends. This cycle between the Democrats and the Republicans, between the left and the right, folks, do you not see that you're being played? I mean, as if, again, to suggest we have more than one constitution, we don't. We have one. So let me ask you, how is there a left, America? And how is there a right, America? There's only a right. And I want to let you know, first and foremost, before we begin to kick this show off today, I am for the law. I am not for your opinions. I am just simply not for the opinions of politicians neither. But how dummied down the American people have become is just bewildering, friends. It's incredible. And you know what's scary about all of it? It's the ones that think they know what they're really talking about. They're the ones that have been dummied down the most. Here, let me give you an example. I posted this morning, gullible Americans, headlines, we support the president's actions, Syrian poison gas attacks, right? And I said, right on cue, toppling another country that the lying media has Americans hating, okay? Regardless if he's good, bad, or ugly, whatever the case might be, what Trumpites will do to justify him, Donald Trump, I said, how about a keeping his promises by first dealing with corruption here in America, like the Obama, Clinton, Bush, etc. So I get a response, and I want to give you a couple of them, folks. One individual said, by the way, he's a radio show host. He had the internal fortitude to throw his misinformation my direction, so we dealt with them. He said, Assad and ISIS both need to go. The problem is that we need to do it in a manner where something worse doesn't arise. Of course, that's always the excuse. Had Obama understood things as well as Honey Boo Boo and acted in our nation's best interest, we would not have ISIS, and we have had, by this time, Assad replaced. The replacement would not have been likely a great solution, but what solution over there is? Right? So he said, we need to take out Assad, and then we need to fully arm and support the Kurds. They would be happy to take out ISIS, given a chance. And they can get the job done if we really give them what they need to get the job done. I have belabored this point over and over and over again through eyewitness accounts of who is arming this created entity called ISIS. I said to this individual, so I said his name, and I said, who is ISIS? He came back, just like he knew exactly what he was talking about. He said, ISIS is basically, to a large extent, a group built by a real nut. Oh, yeah, that's true. Out of mostly the remains of Saddam's most ardent supporters. Had Obama done what Honey Boo Boo said, he reverted back to his first statement, said to do when asked about kind of silly because who asked a six-year-old, but even she understood and left enough troops there to keep the remains of Saddam's supporters from returning, none of this would have happened. None of it would have happened, America. This is the conservative, and it couldn't have been a better reaction from those that I continuously highlight to show you what the problem is in this country. I said back to him, I said, you are incorrect and media-minded, straight from intelligence. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, is on record stating, before he died, America, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed, intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States. Of course it is. Why is it that, America, you have been led to believe that it's okay for your government to go topple any country that they so choose to topple? Where have they gotten the constitutional authority to do so? Because it didn't come from us, America. Did anybody give a pass to Donald Trump yesterday concerning a gas attack on a nation that has nothing to do with us, America? Now, if they were attacking us, yes, then we respond. That's how America deals with these issues. But folks, you know as well as I do, you're believing now to get behind Donald Trump attacking this country, the very media that you decry as being hypocritical over and over and over again. And it's interesting when I come back and ask them the question, who are these people? They act like they really have the answers, and then I give them answers given unto us by intelligence that are willing to tell us the truth. At the end, friends, cost them their lives to get us the truth. But I said back to him, I said, you are incorrect and media-minded. So what does he do? He comes back, and of course, he didn't like that. He used his vernacular. He said, but yes, they are a lot like the SS. I said, that's exactly what they are. They're the modern-day ISIS. SS is the modern-day ISIS. Same tactic, same method, all the way from president to president to president to president. They got to take their time, and they got to incrementally do it, America, because there's a whole lot of you in this country that they don't want awakened to the fact that they're the ones responsible for creating this. I mean, what is it going to take? I mean, when are the American people going to wake up to the game here? That's all you have to ask yourself, is the question. Who gains from these attacks? Since when is it the American government's position to go ahead and overthrow other countries and to put military presence in each one of these countries? And at the end of the day, America, it's going to be too late for you because your back's up to the wall to figure out on that day that, wait a second, this wasn't what we were told. Now we understand what the likes of Bradley Dean was trying to tell us, but now it's too late. But now it's too late. When are the American people going to be ashamed for what they continuously promulgate and attempt to justify? Hey, folks, as long as the individual has on the right jersey, as I said, right or wrong, according to constitutional law is irrelevant to the American people. But again, as long as he has on the right jersey, right or wrong, according to constitutional law, again, it matters not. As long as you like him or her, they are in your eyes justifiable. How does that work? And you get the same results. It's not like if you judge them by their fruit, you can say that I am fabricating or lying about these things, friends. Everybody, and I want to tell you something, there's some people out there who should be way ashamed of themselves, who call themselves conservatives, that claim that they have a trumpet up to their mouth warning the American people to get behind Donald Trump no matter what the case is. You heard what Donald Trump did, America? You heard it right off the offset, and I tried to tell the American people, but of course, Bradley, but give them an opportunity. Bradley, give them a chance. Hey, folks, did Obama need time to begin to attack your Constitution, your laws? Absolutely not. He began attacking from the very first week. And now, for some reason or another, it's okay for him to go out and attack another country, but not deal with corruption, namely the corruption that he promised he would deal with. Now they're good buddies. Now they're agreeing on what they need to do. Folks, I've said it before and I want to say it again, and it's true. If what was going on, and we've just seen a perfect exhibition of this, if what was going on in a third world country was doing what your government is doing to the American people since September 11th, you would have called for a military strike. You just did that with Donald Trump by justifying what he just did. It's okay for him to go deal with them, but it's not okay for him to first deal and clean up house and corrupt government in this country in America today, friends. You have got to be out of your mind. You have got to be kidding. And folks, that is a tent and an attempt, and that's all it is, nothing more, than to justify themselves and who they voted for. That's all it is. So there is no difference between them, who calls themselves the right, and the left. They are a prime example of why you have a left in this country. Because they don't no more care about the Constitution and the laws in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died magnifying than what they call the left. And it's hypocrisy to no end. And folks, these people are just as guilty as them that they claim to stand against. I mean, in other words, God and his law is not their standard. Now they're the standard. And by the way, friends, let me tell you this with a big exclamation point. Therein lies the problem. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Into the Sons of Liberty. We're going to give our next 30 minutes of this radio program over to our listeners. We got Rod calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Bradley, I'm doing just great. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, man. I am just sitting in the seat doing what's infuriating to me, and I'm just sick and tired of what's going on. And I want to be a part of the answer in this country, not a part of the problem. And here we have the American people being led about again blindly. And what's scary about it is they claim they can see when, in fact, they can't see at all. It's like you're getting caught up into the same cycle over and over and over again, getting the same results, and things are getting worse, and yet they don't want to come to terms that, you know what, it's not for someone else to right the wrongs any longer. It's for them, the American people, 318.9 million people that need now to take responsibility to deal with what others will not deal with. That's how I'm doing. How are you?
Well, you're exactly right, Bradley. And I've come to my conclusion that the masses of this country want to shove it. You know, when I was helping a sheriff get elected here, I talked to a lot of people, and a lot of people, we got to get Trump in there, Trump in there, Trump in there. And I've always said, you can't both, lesser of two evils, brother. It's not right. It's not biblical. God can't bless an unjust leader. And Trump was pro-sodomite. He boasted about being pro-sodomite. And as a follower of Christ, that goes against my grain. But there's only two people that I know of, and I listen to a lot of different talk show hosts. I thumb through them here and there. There's very few men that have the cojones of you, brother. You get out there and say it what it is. But there's two people I know of, and all of GCN, and for most of that, most part, conservative radio, that have warned us about voting for the lesser of two evils. And sure enough, here we are, just what you said, Bradley. And I won't give names, But there was a well-known GCN radio show that says he made the statement more than once. He says, if you call yourself a Christian and you don't vote for Trump, I'd have to question your Christianity. And I thought, whoa!
Yeah, and let me tell you something. Maybe he needs to do a little homework reading his Bible, because Jehoshaphat found out the hard way when he helped a corrupt king. The Lord said to him, why is it that you helped him when I told you not to do so? And to vote in the lesser of two evils, you're to vote for neither. It's called now at that point, instead of looking for someone to deal with the issues that you're commanded by God to deal with, they want to throw off responsibility. They want their favorite politician. And then they get the same results, and then they sit back and try to figure out what's going wrong in this country. And let me just throw this out there, too, as well. By the way, if you'd like to know about Jehoshaphat, just go to 2 Chronicles 18 and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. We are commanded nowhere to help evil in any sense of the word. In America, what they did is they vote, and again, they're attempting to justify themselves, a good portion of them, but they advocated what God condemned. And you just said it, sodomy, the homosexuals. He advocates that. You can't advocate sin and prosper, friends. I mean, look to the history of mankind. When is it that you're going to know history? I'll tell you what, America is going to learn the hard way, because they have ears, but they hear not, and they have eyes, but they see not. And that's the bottom line.
Well, Bradley, you can't say it any better, and that's why my wife and I love you and listen to you daily. You say it how it is. There's so much more that could be said, but I'm sure maybe we got some other people that want to call in. But this nation is in trouble. We've turned our back on Yah, and it's refreshing to have you and your family out there. I just want you to know that. So have
a blessed day, brother. We appreciate you, Rod. Rod from Michigan. We got Cole calling in from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have Bradley Dean with you. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
Bradley, if you were on the ballot, I would have voted for you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Right, and that's
now,
what
is
I'm...
Is this Tom or is this Cole?
No, this is Paul.
Oh, Paul, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Paul. Yeah, I know exactly. I know the voice, and we got Cole pulled up there, so forgive me for that, Paul.
No problem. Listen, I admit I'm a Trump's voter, and I voted because I thought if I didn't vote for Trump, I'd very likely be in a FEMA camp pretty soon under Hillary Clinton. All right? And I'm not kidding about that. All right? And by the way, we would be in the same predicament, or probably the war would have started in Syria even sooner. All right? But I wanted to just remind the Christian community out there that, by the way, I will be calling the White House and giving him a good earful. But the fact is, many of these strongmen in the Middle East have been the defenders of Christians. It's very ironic, you know. Tariq Aziz was Saddam Hussein's right-hand man. He was a Christian. Remember him? He had the mustache, white-haired guy. He was his foreign secretary. Remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, many of these strongmen, secularist leaders, they're tolerant of Christians in their midst. And yet the United States has a habit. We go over there, we topple these strongmen, you know, under the claim that they killed their own people based on nebulous, you know, biased claims.
Mm-hmm.
And then we topple them. And then what happens? In comes these religious fanatic jihadis, and then they persecute Christians. So Christians really have to take a hard look at themselves, you know, and realize that this is an imperfect world, you know, and that you're outnumbered. Many Christians are outnumbered in the Middle East. And so these strongmen protect the Christians. They actually serve your purpose. And so what happened in Syria now? What happened in Libya? The same thing over and over again. You know? And it's a reaction of a foreign, what looks like a Christian nation, or used to be the United States, although I would argue we're Zionist-led. But when we go over and, you know, try to topple their governments, they're going to react and go to their religious ideology, which is Islam. And they're going to react by and see Christians as the outsider.
Paul,
so then they're going to want to be Christians.
Cool. I want to be a part of this conversation, though. First of all, I love hearing from you. You're a smart guy. You really are. But I want to ask you a simple question, okay? Who does Islam, who does ISIS, who does Hezbollah, whatever they want to name them, who does it work for? Because when you stand back, is it not your government Is it not the United States government that is tearing down our laws and advocating by alluring these illegals into America on a 24/7 basis in this country 365 days a year? Is it not your government alluring them in on your dime to come into this country in the first place? Or is it ISIS doing that? I'm just curious.
Well, don't forget, we crossed the ocean and meddle and ignore the teachings of George Washington to destabilize their country. Second of all,
totally agree. Yep.
We ignore the intention of our founders that said they wanted this nation in 1790. They said they wanted the citizens and immigrants to be white people of good character. That's what they said in 1790 in the Naturalization Act. So the intent was by our founders that only Christian immigrants should come to the United States. The first mosque was established in 1915. This is because these were Albanians. It was established in Maine. Okay?
In 1915.
In 1915. Look it up on Wikipedia. All right. So the fact of the matter is this country was never meant to be multi-religious or multicultural.
Right.
That is a complete line of nonsense. George Washington wanted the population to grow not through immigration, but through natural increase. And so we've created in the United States an ethnic Tower of Babel. So then, just like in George Washington's farewell address, now we have an artful and cunning minority that has basically taken over the reins of power in the United States because we're divided.
Yes.
There's no unifying cultural zeitgeist to hold us together anymore.
Yes.
And Christianity
absolutely
used to be that very unifying thing.
Well, that was the whole purpose, because they were all following Christ at that time. And what they had is they had different denominations. And by the way, when you look up the word religion in law, the original intent by our forefathers was under the Christian umbrella. There's no question about any of this. But what happens is when we begin to get our eyes off of the author and the finish of our faith, then we get our eyes on corrupt politicians. What we do is we wonder why we're in the confusion and the state that we are in today, because we have left our first love America, and that's really what it comes down to. But, Paul, I wanted to ask you one more question. I've got callers calling in right now, and again, I love hearing from you, Paul. But I want to ask you one question. What is different? What is the difference between Donald Trump, Barack Hussein Obama, George W. Bush, going back to the other Clinton, going back to the other George Bush? What is the difference between these administrations? Because we see this reoccurring theme that no matter what they promise, by the way, all the talking points are the same concerning every candidate, cycle after cycle, and then once they get into the position that the people have delegated them with not only power, but with their trust to be in, to uphold the Constitution that they swore they would uphold, all of a sudden we don't see a difference in the policy. We just see a difference in the president. What is the difference between the present presidents and those that I just named? If
okay,
we
I'll
judge them by the fruit, what is the difference?
The one difference is that Mr. Trump, and I should call him ISIS Air Commander Trump, was it came out of the private sector and was a businessman and had never been a politician before. And that's part of the reason why I voted for him.
Okay, now, so who do you think helped him along? Who helped groom him all the way to the point of where he's at now? I mean, people loved him. I mean, do you remember his television show where he said, "You're fired"? Do you remember that he was a part of television shows all the way since I can remember, since the 90s, going back to Home Alone? And then all of a sudden, they just kept him in the news every step of the way. Who groomed him for America to love him? And it's like pro wrestling to me. You put up somebody like a Hillary Clinton, you know as well as I do she doesn't have the support. You know as well as I do people can't stand her. But what do? They take someone that the people, they know the people don't like, and then they put one that they know that they do like. Well, which one do you think they're going to vote for? Guess what? Both sides are their guy or their players. And this is how I see this being played out on a 24/7 basis. And I'm only simply judging them by their fruit, as it tells us in the book of Matthew 7, chapter 16. And this is what we're seeing again today. And America's just standing back, and all the Trumpites are trying to, outside of yourself, Paul, They really are trying to justify themselves, and the complete hypocrisy is over the top. I'll give you the last 10 seconds. Go for it.
Yeah, I can't justify. I'm really livid about what he did. And like I said, I voted with the intent just to get a stranger in there to set the practice that we can get a complete stranger in there again. And Bradley, run in 2020. I will vote for you.
Okay, I'll contribute to your campaign. I really do. Tom, we got you coming up on the other side. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge, to the grinder, to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One more phone call, 1-866-582-9933 after this next phone call. But let me lay the premise, because this is what we have been talking about. We know yesterday what took place, and it's interesting to me that I posted gullible Americans, because America, you're gullible, for those that are gullible, okay? It's not applied across the board, but to those that are just blindly following behind the likes of Donald Trump. Gullible Americans, headlines, we support the president's action. Of course you do. Syrian poison gas attacks. I wonder if you would have justified that action if it had been you and your kids. Right on cue, I said, toppling another country that the lying media has Americans hating. Isn't it interesting that only 21% of the American people in this country believe what the media says? And this proves my point to a T again. They hold the truth and unrighteousness to today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals. Is it not interesting? These are the people that decry the state-controlled narrative is nothing but a bunch of liars. And the question is proposed to the American people concerning what's going on with Assad and what's going on over in Syria. I got a question for you. Why are you angry with Syria? Where did you get your information from to be angry with Syria? Did you hear what I said? That's a question mark, friends. I mean, you'll get behind the media that you say you don't believe in, no matter what they say, with your actions, which means you're a hypocrite. You're a nation of hypocrites is what you are. You don't believe the media, but it's okay that Donald just went and attacked this country, and I'm asking you the question, why are you angry with the country? Namely Syria. Love him or hate him. I don't even, you know, folks, the bottom line is, that's not my point. My point is, why are you angry with that country? Hey, folks, this is the same media in the United States of America that's trying to get whites to subject them in fear of people of color. By the way, over the last 8 and 10 years in this country, it's been the media, along with corrupt politicians, that have been attacking you and your Constitution, America. And now you, for some reason, believe what they have to say when they justify an attack on another country, namely a gas attack. You are nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. You are hypocrites, America. And I'm talking about those that this applies to. Hey, but folks, isn't it interesting? The first segment, I laid your candor. Hey, Donald, how about keeping your promise by first dealing with corruption here in America? Obama, Clinton, Bush. I mean, does this not exhibit hypocrisy? I mean, America, are you ashamed of what you support? I'm just curious. Trying to break up the cycle here, in Jesus' name, for real. It tells us in the book of Jeremiah 6, verse 15, under judgment, were they ashamed when they had committed abominations in support of them? No. They were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. The Lord said, therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. And the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. And when his judgments are, Psalm 9:16, and when you look at Isaiah 26:9, when his judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. When are you going to pay attention to the judgments, friends? When are you going to pay attention to the judgments of God? I mean, I can just see Noah there right now, warning the preacher, that righteous preacher, warning the people of what's coming. He creates the ark. He does exactly what the Lord commanded him to do. All of a sudden, the people are mocking. They're scoffing at Noah. Him and 8 souls were saved, by the way. So when Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, he said, few be there that be saved. Do you know what the word defined few? It means few. But I can just see Noah there right now in front of his ark. He did exactly what God commanded him to do. He warned the people as to what was coming down the line, but they scoffed. And they laughed and they mocked. That is until Noah went inside of the ark and shut the door, and then it began to rain. It wasn't funny after that, was it, America? Can you imagine the people trying to get in the ark after the water started to rise? After hey, folks, I want to tell you something to the Christian. Judgment floats your boat. You're on Noah's ark. But you better see it the Lord's way, because if you don't, you're going to be standing against the Lord, and that's not a good place for anybody to be in. But there's a whole lot of people in this country that are trying to justify why they scoff and why they mock the truth. And it's not a good place to be, America. We got Tom calling in from Baltimore. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley.
Hello, Tom. You sounded like Mr. Ed from the 60s right there when you said that. Horse is a horse, of course, of course. And remember that? Yeah.
I actually stole that opening from Paul in New Jersey. And by the way, hello, Paul. I've always had your back with Josh. You know who I'm talking about. I would regularly, and I'm sure you heard me, tag myself in after you got through tangling with them and jump on them supporting what you said. And I don't think I've ever disagreed with Paul. I'll tell you something.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Did you say there's a caller waiting as well, Bradley?
No, no, no. You are the caller now, Tom, and you're the last caller. I just wanted to open the door, and you are the guy.
All right, great, because I was going to limit my comments, but I'll go ahead and make it quick anyway. Just a quick thing. You're like Bradley, and so will Paul. Paul, do you remember when there was a train crash in Jersey? Yeah. Josh and I were talking at right when that happened, and we got the news, and then we didn't hear from you for weeks. And then we talked again and said, gosh, I wonder if Paul's okay. So, yeah, I would love to hear from Paul more often. And, Bradley, I wanted to tell you, if I'm ever waiting and Paul's on, I'm going to hang up. You keep pulling the line because he doesn't call enough, and I like hearing from him. He's very smart. He mostly agrees with me. I think he always agrees with me. Like, I agree with him. So,
okay. You know. Tom, I only have 3 minutes left. Okay.
My calling him smart serves a dual purpose. Okay. Listen, you're so on point. And by the way, if anyone missed yesterday's show, Bradley, it was so prescient. It was as if someone was guiding us to exactly what was going to happen. I mean, all the points that needed to be hit, it was like we were looking at a crystal ball. I don't know about you and other people, but I was on edge yesterday. I just felt like something bad was going to happen. People were laughing and smiling in Congress, like they smelled blood in the air like a satanic ritual.
Well, that's how they make their money, Tom. That's how they make their money. That's how they make their money. They're not working for we the people. And just think about this. They're using your sons and daughters, America, to fight their unconstitutional wars. Think about that. It's not their kids. It's your kids. And enough is enough, America. But go on, Tom.
Okay, I'm going to leave you with one comment and let you wrap up, Brad. You know, we're battling not only a spiritual war, but when it comes to politics, there's two philosophies fighting here. We're being asked.
Ephesians 6. Yep.
We're being asked to choose. You know, are you going to choose to feel like and believe like our founders did that our rights, including the rights to your own property earned by your own labor, come from the inherent value of individual persons, not government, and must be protected from government? And of course, at the genesis of all that is God from the Holy Bible. Or do you reject that foundational American idea and instead think that your rights are manufactured and can be removed by the government? They're manufactured by the government and can be removed by the government. That's what half this country believes for whatever it deems to be the greater good. So,
can I give you a quote,
no
Tom,
less
really
the American
quick?
Idea is at stake here.
1957, General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government, "Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind them." 1957.
Yes, sir. And like Paul.
It's exactly
like
what's happening today.
And like Paul and like you, I'm furious at the lawlessness. All Trump had to do was follow the rules. That's it.
Yeah.
And I'll leave you with that. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Folks, we do love you by what we do. I'm here to tell you the truth. I want to see Americans liberated, but we have a job to do, and today's the day.
Well, I know that I appreciate all the phone calls today, and it's always great to hear from the people, and that's who we're here for, is we're here for the people to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ, to preach the truth from the housetops and to say it like it is. And if you can get a great big amen going on behind that, please do support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Many of you have heard this ask several times, but you've not yet gone and checked it out. Please do check it out. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. It's a way that you can join together with us and take part, not just being a listener, but actually a doer of the word too as well. And say, you know what? I want to further this message across America, because now more than ever do we need it, and there is not very many people out there that are willing to preach the truth like we do and say it like it is. So please do not hesitate. We need your support. We are growing. Just picked up another two radio stations, you know, and in Texas and in Kentucky.
As a matter of fact, I probably better say something about that show, but go ahead.
Yeah, so we have this right in front of us that we need to say, hey, thank you to all of you who support us, and make sure you continue to please support us if you have not been.
WDOC 1310 AM in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. WOC 1310 AM, Prestonsburg, Kentucky. Thank you for your trust, the new affiliate for the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Yesterday's show, we wanted to high-five Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses.
18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.